I said, Dave, how are you doing? You don't need to, you know, like, tell me how he's doing. I just,
I apologize.
I'm just talking to him right now, Dave Phillips, who was in this country for a while. I'm sure he'll be back. Hopefully, we'll still be doing what we're doing when he returns. In the meantime, say hello to his kid, Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. And I would like to give a significant shout-out to Johnny Lomax. Right now, sir, you're using the computer that I need for the sound effects. Please stop using it.
Oh.
I can see you looking tense over there.
Where, can he hear you? Where is he?
He's at home right now, and he's trying to... Never mind. He's done it. Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you, Johnny.
Way to go, Johnny.
Yeah.
I'm literally in the middle of the Playhouse intro. This is the time.
It's called hijacking and hacking. He hacked in. He hacked in.
He did.
Is he out now?
Yeah, he's out now. Now he's done.
You know what? Stop the music. You know how they find out somebody's like a Russian spy?
I was just going to ask if he's
Russian. What if he's working for the other station?
It would not surprise me that he is a Russian spy.
Well, he's not a...
He's got a ponytail.
No, he's not a Russian spy. But what if he's actually also working, getting paid by the other station to sabotage this show?
I just got a thing that popped up on my screen, and it said... If you would like to use the sound effects, please contact this number and pay $800.
Oh, my God.
Hmm. That's him.
Well, you want to know what also is funny as well? The annex has just died.
The annex?
Yep.
So you won't be able to hear my crowd today?
No, wait a minute. Why all the
I don't know.
Electronic technical issues right as the Playhouse starts?
I think
that
somebody,
reeks of sabotage.
I'm not being sarcastic or going for the joke here, but I think somebody's been messing with my annex machine. And I think they've broken something inside because it's turning itself off now. So I don't know what that means.
The 360?
Here's what it means.
Yep.
We'll have a screwed up show.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Well, and I've only made one mistake today.
In the time it takes me to do a commercial, you'll have it resolved. You'll have it fixed.
Oh, I gotcha.
Or you'll find another job.
Should I bring the other one in?
Maybe some station in England would like to have it. Tim Woodburn is out. His dad is very, very sick. I mean, like, very sick. So he had to rush to, California to be with his dad. And we understand that. And gracious enough to come in early today and sit in with us is the guy you'll hear from here in a moment, Bill Cleveland. And I'm glad he was here because he could have easily gotten up this morning and just headed north or south or westbound or... But he didn't. He was available, and he's here. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. In the glass, bulletproof, quarantined room, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is high again.
And Rat Boy is going to... Junior college. What do you call it now? The two-year colleges. They're not
junior
called
college.
Junior
college.
They still call community. Yeah, they don't call them junior college anymore.
Right.
They call them community colleges. He's going to night classes there.
Oh.
Yeah, they've got apparently a course on the history of
cheese.
History of cheese. All about cheese. Cheese 101.
That's exactly right.
And why are the classes called 101?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is that about?
No idea.
Do they do that over in Great Britain?
No.
It's like biology 101. What is there, 102? I don't even remember. We gotta find out what those numbers mean. But before we do that, I've always believed that you should show your appreciation for whatever it is that someone does that enhances your life. In this case, that would be polka music, which has changed all our lives every afternoon and puts you in a better mood. Turn it up. Tap your toes. Hear that clarinet? Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know who we have to thank for that? Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah, there's the annex. See? I knew you'd pull it out. I didn't mean to pull it
That's
out.
That's what
she said. I knew you'd do that. I knew you'd do that. I used to work with a guy. He said that no matter what you said, he always said, well, that's what she said. And half the time, it didn't even make sense. That's what she said.
That's why I think it's perfect for this show.
It is perfect. You're right. We are brought to you by our longest-running advertiser. They stuck with us through the little valleys and hills and, you know, spikes like any other business. Sometimes you can't, you don't understand, well, why are the customers not coming? And then, boom, you can't even accommodate all of them. And you'll never know why. But they have been with us 23 years. And look, any advertiser is valuable to this show. It's what keeps this show on the air. It's not structured like most radio shows. And when you tell Thompson Price the reason that you're including them, I didn't say you hired them. You include them when you're looking, when you're taking bids, when you're asking people, what would you do with my kitchen if you remodeled it or my bathroom? When you include Thompson Price, you've done your part. If you tell them, you're AM and the PM. Now, if somebody else gets your business, then they lost out. Maybe it was because you're making a bad decision. Maybe it's because you went with another company because they were a couple of $1,000 cheaper. Well, there's usually a reason they're cheaper. Something you're not going to get that you would have gotten with Thompson Price. They have a very thorough process. I remember sitting with Tom Price, and he was going over, here's what we go through now. This is our new process with customers. And it was beyond thorough and comprehensive. They want to know everything. They need to know everything about that you and your family. Not stuff like how much money do you have in a savings account for your kids' college fund, but everything that would have some impact on whether or not this is the perfect kitchen or bathroom for you. For example, how tall or short people are, or left-handed, who's a gourmet cook, who hardly cooks at all. Will older people be living here like your parents down the road and use this kitchen or bathroom? That's all stuff you have to consider. Especially with the bathrooms. Baby boomers got a lot of really aging parents in their 80s and 90s. If they have to come live with you, you want to have that stuff ready. Thompson Price. Remember, all you have to do is make sure the name Price is in one of the companies you're talked to. Many of you won't talk to anybody else because you know that if you go with Thompson Price, you're going to be very, very happy. It's money well spent. Their showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270. ThompsonPrice.com. Now, you know why this, you know why what you're doing is not a good idea?
I'm sorry, why?
You know how many people don't know what that is? See, here's what you have to learn about radio. There are a significant number of people who just jumped in their cars or whatever.
That is true.
They hear that. They think it sounds like maybe one of us is gasping for air.
The look he gave me when you played that.
They don't know what that means. I'm teaching you how radio works.
I'm very sorry.
Now we have to explain. That is an actual recording of turtles having sex. That's the male turtle.
Mm-hmm.
But see, if I don't explain that, they just hear this weird sound.
All I know this show is aroused again. Yeah.
This show is too professional to do things like that. Now I'm going to ask you to edit that out because it's out of context.
Radio edit.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cleveland is brought to you by... Did we do his thing?
We didn't play
the music yet.
No,
see what that did is it threw everything off.
We just
now everything is thrown. Yeah.
But I edited it out, and I just took it back. All you have to do is just say windowworld.com.
No, why would I do that when Thompson Price is... Well, you're messing everything. Edit that out. No, that makes you sound stupid. Ah. Edit that out. Holy cow.
Radio edit.
ThompsonPrice.com. Oh, man, thank goodness they won't hear that other stuff. That's horrible. He's here in person. The one and only Bill Cleveland, brought to you by, now I can say Window World, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. Why would anybody not talk to the folks at Window World when it's time to replace windows? Ladies and gentlemen, the man on the road himself, Bill Cleveland. Stan laughs every time.
everything.
It just cracks me up.
Well, we can tell.
Just glad you got that mic back on so you could hear them.
Bill, how are you?
I'm okay. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
So, we are headed today to Austin, Minneapolis.
Oh, you paused because everybody thought you'd say Texas.
That's right.
I didn't know there was an Austin, Minneapolis.
It is home of the Spam Museum.
Come on.
Really?
I would have thought that would have been in Hawaii.
There is a museum. They do enjoy a lot of Spam in Hawaii. I will be completely honest with everyone. I have never tried Spam.
Well, you've also never eaten, you don't eat chili.
Yeah, I don't eat
you're
a
like
lot
a
of
communist.
Things.
Weird. Or PB&Js. What's that about?
Wait, so you've had Spam?
Yeah, I've had Spam.
Really?
Yeah, it's like international. Everybody's eating Spam. Oh,
no,
Bill,
that's not true.
Bill, go
everybody
get a
has not eaten
Bill,
Spam.
Go get a can of Spam, yep. Slice it real thin, yep. Fry it like bacon, mm-hmm. And make a sandwich out of it. Put some lettuce on there and tomato instead of a BLT and SLT. You will love it. Right. It looks horrible when you open the can. It mm-hmm. does. Fry it. Slice it thin and fry it. In Hawaii, in McDonald's, they have Spam sandwiches.
Right.
Wow. That
yes.
I didn't know.
On their menu, yeah. That's that. Hawaii, they're crazy for Spam.
So there are six ingredients to Spam.
All right.
Just six. So you have pork with ham. That's
like
the
pork.
First one. Salt.
Mm-hmm.
Water.
I love all that.
Potato starch.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And sodium nitrate.
All good stuff. Good for you. That sodium nitrate is good for you.
Those are the six. So I guess they started, Spam really picked up. I guess they sent it over for military
during the war.
A few different Spam facts now. You mentioned Hawaii. I'll get to that one in a minute. So there are 12.8 cans of Spam eaten every second. So just like in that snap, 12.8 cans of, not by the same
since you person. Said that, almost 100 cans.
Yeah, isn't that wild? We could do this all day, all right?
Make that 200.
There are 15 different varieties of Spam products.
Now that I did not know.
I don't know what else you would like.
I just thought you'd pick up a can of Spam. That was it.
That's what I thought as well. So far, there have been over 8 billion cans of Spam products sold.
Now, I will tell you, I have not eaten Spam for probably 40 years. It's easily 40 years.
Now, the Hawaii, you mentioned Hawaii. Hawaii, as a whole, as a state, they eat 7 million cans of Spam products every year.
I wonder why there.
That's interesting. I don't know.
There has to be a reason why it's so hot there.
There were over 100 million pounds of Spam products shipped abroad to troops during World War II. So that's kind of where it...
Now, did you say the museum was in Austin, Minneapolis, where they make it? Where is the Spam plant?
I assume it's there as well. It's is it Hormel? Is that
mm-hmm.
is that who makes it? Yeah,
so.
So I think they're there. But you can go in. It is a free tour. It doesn't cost you anything to get in. You can check out and little fun exhibits about the history of it. So here's how they make it. So the pork and the ham are pre-ground. Then they add the salt, sugar, and the rest of the ingredients, and it's mixed for 20 minutes to reach the desired temperature. From there, the mixture is moved over to the canning line. So they put the Spam product, they put it into the can, 12 ounces at a time. Then once the cans are filled, they move them over to a closing machine. So they put lids on top of the can. They vacuum seal it.
All these people are calling
when
for.
When do they put the jelly in?
We must have made a mistake or something, because everybody's trying to call, and usually that means we screwed something up and somebody has the correct information. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, so then the cans are cooked and cooled for about 3 hours. At that point, they're ready to distribute, and then they are on their way. So there you go. A little Spam.
And I wonder what's the shelf life.
That's a good question.
I'll bet it's a long time. They stamp that date on there.
Right.
I bet that can of Spam could last like 10 years or something.
Well, I bet if they used it to ship over for military stuff, I'm sure it did last a long time.
Now, I would think that would be one of those things, like these survivalists, these people think, nuclear blast, I'm hunkered down in the shelter. They put Spam in there.
But I've seen it on the shelf at the grocery store, and it's just, a few at a time. It's not like it's a big display.
Well, I just typed in the shelf life of Spam, and it just gave me canned meats, and it says anywhere between 2 to 5 years.
That's not bad. Hmm. I mean, here's the deal. White bread, none of this 8-grain, just... either white or sourdough bread.
I do like sourdough bread.
Slice it real thin and fry it, and a little Miracle Whip and some lettuce.
Exactly.
And the tomatoes on there.
Ignore,
it has to be fried.
Ignore what Frank
whip.
Just
I don't
said.
Like Miracle Whip.
Right. Now here's Limey's suggestion.
What you do, you get 2 cans of Spam, all right? dump them out into like a Pyrex dish or like, you know, something you can stick in the oven. All right. Mash it all down. Grate some nice cheddar cheese on top of that. Put some mashed potatoes on top of that. More cheese. Throw it in the oven. Bake it for about, I don't know, 15 to 20 minutes.
Sounds
on
like
300.
Spam lasagna is what you're describing.
It sounds like a shepherd's pie.
Yeah. Yes, but with spam.
Without the peas and without the ground beef.
And it is delicious.
Well, why do you need the potatoes and stuff? Why don't you fry the spam?
Because it's just a nice, happy combination of cheese, potato, and spam.
I'll bet you, if you looked up spam recipe, there's probably spam chili, spam everything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here I'm on their website now. They do have recipes. Yeah.
And is the plant in Austin, Minneapolis? That has, I guess it would be why.
Is it Austin, Minneapolis, or Austin, Minnesota?
Minneapolis is a city. So did Minneapolis? Yes.
No, I
think
Minnesota.
You said Minneapolis because someone called and said that.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's unlike me to make any mistakes.
It's probably me. The problem is I said it.
Minnesota, yes. Yeah, Austin, Minnesota. So there you go.
You're on the website and what?
There's a bunch of recipes. You're right. So it's spam fried rice and spam burgers.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Now you just gave me a great idea. You fry, chop the spam up in little bitty pieces, and fry it and mix it with rice, like ham and rice or ground beef.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That would
I
be
may
good.
Have to get some spam after talking about this.
They have. Yeah,
I kind of want to eat
They
some
put
spam.
Out a spam cookbook. They sent us a big box of stuff from, it was some spam anniversary or something. We got spam, little big piggy bank type of thing, and
that's a great story.
And all kinds of spam
that's
stuff.
A great story.
I hate you Thank guys. You.
That's a great story.
Hey Dan, with you telling those stories, you could be one of their spam ambassadors.
Oh yeah,
that's not original. I got that from their website. I'm looking at it right now.
Spam ambassador.
Here's the other thing: do they make it now with a like a lid? Like they do coffee cans?
No, I think you just pull off that metal.
Yeah, it's always been a pull top.
They ought to make it so you can reseal it. It'd make a nice little container.
Yeah.
You always kind of look for things to put stuff in, you know, keys or whatever around the house. Spam.
That'd be a good conversation piece. Your keys are in your spam jar there.
you can probably wrap it up.
Yeah, now. I'm trying. Believe me, I've been trying. There you go. If you want some more, you go to BillOnTheRoad.com or just the Google Spam Museum, and you'll find some info on Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
I guess the day that Dan doesn't laugh, we'll know it's run its course. It's burned out, and it ran its course by then. Oh, my goodness. Larry Connors will be on in just a little over half an hour. Here's a little of what he's going to talk about tonight. Judge Kavanaugh's accuser now says she will testify, but she has certain conditions. Larry says he's willing to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee about what he saw Brett Kavanaugh do. You'll have to listen tonight to see what that's about. And why did this Christine Ford wait so long to claim that he attacked her? Larry is going to share a letter from a listener that may give you some insight into why she did that. There's a senator on the Judiciary Committee who admits that he tried to grab a woman's breast, and will his confession cost him in politics? Let me stop here for a second. There is no heterosexual guy who has not tried to grab a woman's breast. There's not. That is one of your primary goals as a hetero guy, is to touch breasts.
Do you mean like out in a bar, you just see a nice pair of breasts, you just
no,
walk
not
up
just
and
walk up in public and grab them, no.
Hey, baby.
But it said he tried to grab a woman's breast. If you're on a date or you're parking, how can you not do that? How can you not? I could not have, when I was, you know, 18, 19, 20, 50, whatever, I could not have possibly resisted at least trying. What you kind of knew, we've had 3 days, she kind of likes me, I make out a lot, to touch breasts. We're losing our minds in this country. We are. The lines are getting so blurred. What was once considered normal behavior, I'm not talking about real sexual harassment, I'm just talking about being a boy and being a girl, or a man and a woman. Biologically, we are programmed to try to feel breasts. We are. There.
No, we just are.
Just telling you.
Okay. Just on a date.
That's all I can think about right now. Thanks. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
That is as uncontrollable for us as your menstrual cycle is, ladies.
Wait, I thought he was looking at me. I don't know.
No, not you. You don't have a menstrual cycle. Snoop Dogg.
I went to a menstrual show one time. It was horrible.
Now, do you know how many people don't know what that is?
I don't know what it is.
Bill doesn't know what it is. Now we have to explain it. Especially in the South, there were minstrel shows. Yeah. Not the minstrel-like cycle, but minstrel shows. And there was Mr. Interlocutor, and then it was guys in blackface with their faces painted. Hello, tell me, Mr. Interlocutor. And they'd tell jokes. It was very racist. But it was years and years and years ago. Okay. They don't have those anymore.
They used to call them the traveling minstrel shows.
Why does that make you laugh?
I have no idea.
No, you don't. Snoop Dogg is calling Kanye West the N-word because of what Kanye says about Donald Trump. And Larry will also tonight tell you about some changes coming to his program, changes he does not like, but he has no control over. Larry will let you know what that's about tonight. Larry Connors, USA, 6 o'clock. Just a few minutes, a couple minutes after 6 o'clock. I find it very funny, entertaining, ridiculous, too, when I watch TV commercials. I love watching television commercials and listening to radio commercials because I like to pick them apart and then praise the good ones in whatever way, just admire the creativity of the good ones. For some reason, every commercial that shows an older woman, not everyone, but lots of them, whether it's for a pharmaceutical product or they show them in a garden clipping flowers or watering flowers with a straw hat on. Like, this is what every older woman does. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what every woman does. And sometimes they'll actually even show, and older couples, they're always walking together or riding bikes or walking the dog or something together. Boy, they make retirement look like, whew, I just don't have anything to do except what I want to do. Let's cut some flowers and ride a bike. I got news for you. That's not what it's like at all. I'm not talking about retire. I'm not retired, but getting older? No. Don't pay attention to that stuff. It's not the way it is. I'm listening on the way in to something, one of the cable news things on satellite radio or whatever, and the person they're interviewing, the expert, was talking about how that in the days when this Kavanaugh was in college, they said, well, back then, when you went to college, that's what they did was drink. And I thought, back then? What are you talking about?
They do it
they
now.
They still do it. Right. Yeah. I am amazed at how many people are ignorant to the fact that when their kid goes to college, they are, with very few exceptions, going to drink a lot. That is just still what happens at college. It just is.
Yep.
This person made it sound like, well, what was that, the 90s or something he was in college? Yeah. Well, yeah, that was the culture back then, was you go to college and you drink. Almost to make it sound like, well, they don't do that anymore. Boy, somebody needs to wake up. Yes, they do. And here's the other thing, this Mark Cuban thing. $10 million Mark Cuban is going to give to women's charities, or not women's charities, but the Me Too type stuff. That's nothing for him. It's like me giving $100. But here's what I found hilarious. His former CEO, long gone, but is mentioned in this, whatever this thing is, this document they produced, just decades of sexual harassment with the Mavericks. And then they said he admitted to remarks that were unacceptable, kissing. And one of the things he admitted to was, yes, I admit it, I complimented women. What is wrong with everybody? Why can't you compliment a woman? Ladies, can we not compliment you? And which compliments are unacceptable? If I said, you look nice today, is that horrible? Oh, he told me I look nice today. That means he wants to rape me.
All right, well, I've got a pretty good example for this one.
Well, I know what you're going to say. Hey, that tight sweater really shows off that great rack of yours. All right, that's not really a real compliment. Okay. That's inappropriate.
Yeah. No, this happened about a month ago where I was working. This young girl, she came in and she was wearing her hair different. So I was like, oh, hey, your hair looks nice today. I got a nice thank you compliment. She carried on her day. Then about half an hour later, she took some dishes into the kitchen, and the dishwasher looked over at her and gave her a really weird, creepy look and said, "I really want to suck your toes."
Yeah.
Mm. Right. So, obviously,
now for those who don't know, you work in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's your real job.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody here in the station told anybody that they wanted to suck their toes.
Well, that obviously is creepy.
It is creepy. So that is like, you know, that is the difference. Just throw it out there as an example.
Well, that's not a compliment. A compliment would be, wow, you have pretty feet. But I don't think you can say that. I don't think you can say anything about any part of a woman's body. I don't even know what you can do anymore in the way of a compliment. I guess the only compliment is, good job, Shirley. Well done on the new Janssen account. Okay, I guess that's okay. But you can't say anything about physical appearance. Yet women could say to a guy, hey, Jim, you changed your hair. Looks good. Or you shaved your beard. You look younger. We don't get upset at that. Mm-mm. And here's another thing we wouldn't get upset about. If I'm at work and an attractive woman wants to come up and rub up against me or touch my package outside my clothing, I promise you I'm not running to the police or to the boss to say, Sheila rubbed up against my genitals.
What if it was a Rosie O'Donnell?
I'd kill myself.
She might smash your package, yeah.
Yeah, she'd crush it. See, we want to be sex objects. We want you to tell us we're hot. I mm-hmm. get it. I know that it's been abused, the male-female thing. But for goodness sakes, if we're not careful, it's going to be against the law to just act like a boy or act like a girl. Yeah, crap. I don't get some of this stuff. How about this orthopedic surgeon and his wife? His wife or girlfriend out in California, both really good looking, drugging women.
Oh, I don't know this story.
And both having sex with them. Oh, yeah. Whoa. A doctor and his wife. She's a teacher. Oh, yeah. They've been arrested. And they said they've got evidence that, because he's a doctor, he has access to these drugs. They drug women, take them back, and they both have sex with them. So she's obviously bisexual or gay or something. And they're both really good looking people. It's not at all what you would think. So here's my question about that. I saw the doctor. He's like in his 30s or 38. Oh, he's really handsome. Why does a handsome guy have to drug a woman? If you're that good looking, this guy looks like a movie star. Right. What do you have to drug people for? He could just say, hey, baby, you want to come over to my place with me and my wife? And I'm sure out in California, where almost anything goes, he wouldn't have any trouble.
Probably.
What's the drugging part? You don't have to do that. What else before we bring... Oh, this is a good one. In Missouri, all we have to put up with is now armadillos, groundhogs, possums, raccoons, that stuff, deer. In Texas, Florida, Louisiana, they live with alligators. The alligators walk across the street just like a raccoon would or a possum would. No, they do. And they're alligators. I've been down there. I've seen an alligator 3 feet from me. I think this is the weirdest thing ever, is to look at an alligator. This grandma, I think she's in her mid-late 70s, just killed a 580-pound alligator on her ranch, 12 feet long, because it ate one of her miniature horses.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, even a miniature horse is a pretty good-sized animal.
It's a pretty big thing,
bigger than any big dog. And an alligator ate one. She raises these horses. She killed it. And I saw a picture of her with it hung up 12 feet long. 500. Can you imagine living somewhere where, this was just outside of Houston, like 60 miles outside, where when you go outside, you kind of got to look around to see if an alligator is there. It's common. It's
I went to a place in Orlando, this museum, and it's called Gatorland. And I lasted not 5 minutes, and I turned around and I had to leave.
I've seen it. We didn't go in there, but I saw it.
Out. Alligators and crocodiles. They're essentially the same.
They look like the only things that survive from the dinosaur.
Yeah, you're right.
And they're exactly prehistoric.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Well, I guess they are.
They are.
And they are creepy.
Yeah.
Because the creepiest part of them is they'll sit and not move, and you think, well, he's dead. No, he's just not moving. He's tricking you to think he's dead.
And they move pretty fast, don't they?
When they want to.
Crocodiles and alligators can run incredibly fast on land.
That's the other way they trick us. You watch them kind of barely move. Right. And think, well, mm-hmm. that thing can't catch me. Yes, it can. They trick you. Now, who shaves here with a blade?
Me.
Okay, you, Bill, yep. Limey. Yep. Dan, blade or electric razor?
Blade.
All right. Gillette is coming out with the heated razor. It'll be rechargeable. I'm not kidding. It's a warmer, so it says it'll heat up in 1 second. So after you take it out of the charger, you pick it up and go to shave. $109. You get a starter kit with one heated razor handle, a charger, and six heated razor cartridges. So the handle is heated. Have you ever thought, whoo, my razor handle is too cold?
No.
Ever?
No. I mean, normally, as you know, you're shaving, you dip it in the warm water and you wash it
off. And that's all you need to do. Right. It doesn't need to be a heated blade. I'm going to call flop on this. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go, this is not going to sell.
That's dumb. And also, most of, like, my little razor holder is right by my sink. So I'm going to have an electrical thing just, like, right by the sink. I can
easily something else you have
in.
To plug in.
Exactly.
Yeah. And a heated handle? Come on, it's a razor.
And they used to have one. I don't know if it was Gillette, but there was one brand, and it was, like, vibrating. Like,
yes.
It had a battery in it.
I remember.
Why do I need that?
Dumbest thing ever. No,
see, it's all just gimmickry. Yeah. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, now pay attention. It's important that you pay attention to this joke when I set it up. This is in the Styx, heart of the Ozarks. I know that people don't like, some people like the fact that on the show Ozark, it depicts some trailer trash people. But if you go deep into the Ozarks, there's some redneck hillbilly hicks in there. And that's where this is. And picture three third graders. Now these are three third graders in the deepest part of Ozark hick land. There's a suburban kid, lives kind of out in the suburbs, and even though it's the Ozarks, he lives out where nicer homes. Then there's a city kid who lives in a city not far from it. But then there's this kid who lives in a shack. It's a hillbilly parent. So you got a suburban kid, a city kid, and a hillbilly hick Ozark mountain kid. And they're all third graders. And they're playing one day at recess, and the city kid says, hey, let's play a game. Let's see who has the largest penis. These are third graders. So they say, okay. And the city kid pulls down his zipper and whips it out. And the suburban kid says, well, that's nothing. Take a look at this. And whips his. Whoa, man, it's bigger. And this hillbilly redneck kid that they bus in from the woods says, that ain't nothing. You boys take a look at this. And they're gasping. Unbelievable. I mean, the other two guys, not even close. He's the winner. And they both, they can't believe the size of this hillbilly third grade kid's penis. So that night after school, the hillbilly kid's mom says, well, boy, what'd you do today at school? He says, we had a math test and we done some reading out loud from a new book. And during recess, my friends and I, we played a game called Let's see who has the biggest penis. His mom says, what kind of game is that, honey? I never heard of it. He said, well, me and Sid and Tony, we each pulled out our cranks, and I had the biggest one. And the other kid said, mine's bigger only because I'm a hillbilly, and I'm a hick. Is that true, Mommy? She said, no, son. Those other third graders are jealous, and I think yours is bigger because you're 23.
Time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Nature Valley. Northbound 270 at 44, there's an accident. Now, a truck has reportedly lost its load and multiple lanes are blocked, possibly all lanes. It does look like maybe one lane squeezing by, possibly the shoulder. Stop and go southbound 270 from Page 244 as they look at that incident. Accidents all of at Worsen and Page at Ashby. Your bumper-to-bumper southbound 170, Page 264, and an accident reported westbound 64 near Kings Highway. When you unwrap a Nature Valley granola bar, you know what you see? Granola. That's because their ingredients are right there. The only thing you can't see is how much you'll love it. So for energy that goes where you go, try a snack from Nature Valley. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant-inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex, now with a new DePere location. Stop in with coworkers or clients Monday through Friday from 11 to 4 and enjoy a delicious lunch combo. Choose from 14 flavor-filled entrees, all served with rice, refried beans, and a soda. Or order the tableside guacamole and enjoy the show as your server makes fresh guacamole from scratch just for you. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, 1235 Washington Avenue downtown or 12796 Manchester, just west of 270. Rosalita's Cantina, Tex-Mex. Done right.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Well, let's go down to Dallas, Texas. That is where Mike Evans lives. Somebody the other day, somehow, I think they thought we were joking. He's not in California. No, he's in Dallas, Texas. He really lives there. And he likes it there. Texas people love their state. We should all be so proud of our state as the Texas people are. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. They've been there a long, long time in Chesterfield Valley. Survived that flood, came back bigger and better than ever. East of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed only on Monday. And Annie Gunn's and or the Smokehouse gift card is about as good a gift as you could give anybody. And they sell thousands every year, all year, every day. Keep that in mind. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Give it up for Mike Evans. Yeah. Hello, Homer. Yeah, he's back. He's back at it. Back in the bottle.
Homie, I don't know what happened, but I didn't get a birthday present from you today.
What?
Oh, no.
Hang on a second. Can you hang on a second? Hold on. Heather,
yeah.
I want you to call FedEx, and I want you to rip them a new one. You ask them what happened to that gift from Mike Evans, okay? Thank you. She's on it.
Mike, thanks, Tommy. I appreciate it.
What happened?
Thanks, Tommy. I knew you wouldn't forget about me. Homie.
No, I'm so sorry. Sometimes I'll get the tracking. I'll track it, see what happens.
Thank you, homie. You're welcome. I really appreciate it, homie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, homie, have you ever had your butt hairs bleached?
What a ridiculous question.
What in the world?
Of course not.
Hairs?
I don't have.
A lot of stars
have
having their butt hairs bleached.
Well, they're in a, live in a different world than we do.
Like Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
I thought I'd ask.
Yeah, the answer is no. I think it's unanimous here. No.
Yeah.
If that was a common thing in St. Louis.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
This week's pop quiz theme, I bet you haven't heard that question before, have you?
It's not the hairs they bleach.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the butthole.
Yeah, it's actually the skin. No, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's the hairs and the skin both.
That's the area.
Well, what woman has a bunch of hair there? It's usually the skin. I'm just telling you. We can move on to something else.
You seem to be an expert at this.
Well, I'm not, but we could move on to another topic. That'd be all right.
Pacquiao themed celebrities who fish or hunt today. Name the name of this big-time hunter. Emily Blunt. January Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like her.
I who she was then.
Michelle Rodriguez. She actually is likes a little carpet munching, that girl.
What?
For those of you who don't know what carpet munching is, we're not going to tell you.
No.
You can look it up.
The last one on the list, Eva Longoria.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Dan. It's Movie Review Thursday. Here we go. Set in 1851, the sister brothers. They are mean, crazy, dangerous, funny assassins. And yes, they are brothers whose last name is Sisters. Played by Joaquin Phoenix and John C. Reilly. I like him. They also have a mutual enemy who they are tracking down during the whole course of the film, played by Jake Gyllenhaal. This is a great comedy, a great drama, set in Western times. Limited release, but it is playing in St. Louis. Check it out. Rated R, 121 minutes, 4 stars for the Sister Brothers.
And is it out now, or does it come out this weekend?
Comes out tomorrow.
Okay.
The House with a Clock in Its Wall stars Jack Black. It's a sci-fi fantasy with humor. Technically, it is fabulous. Love the effects. The acting is solid, albeit the plot a little shaky. But look, it's rated PG, so it's mainly for kids.
What's it called?
Kids will. It's called The House with a Clock in Its Walls.
The first time I saw Jack Black, I did not expect to like him at all as an actor. I think I like everything I've ever seen him in.
Agreed.
See him in the first movie?
The first School of Rock.
Oh. Okay.
That was the first movie. And I saw it and I thought, I like this guy. I like the movie. And when he did Bernie.
Oh, that's an incredible movie.
Oh, my goodness. We forget.
What movie?
Bernie.
Did you see Saving Silverman?
Another great one.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Saving Silverman's a good one.
No, he's solid. He's good. He can be funny, be
Jack
serious.
Black, this is the kind of movie Jack Black really shines in, and I strongly recommend it. Rated PG. It's under 2 hours, 3 stars. So check that out. Opens tomorrow nationwide.
Okay.
Next is Fahrenheit 11/9 by Michael Moore, who, to be honest, I am not a fan. No. However.
And there's always a however in life.
This movie really emphasizes that every American should follow whatever his or her political beliefs are, and he does it with more humor than before. I'm going to give it 2.5 stars, although I didn't really agree with hardly anything he said.
What's the 11/9 for?
That was the date that Trump was elected president.
It was after midnight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Movie news, Angelina Jolie. Has signed a star in a movie called The Kept. It is a murder revenge mystery. Jolie plays a mother returning to her rural home to find her husband and 4 children murdered. She is also shot as the murderer retreats into the darkness. However,
and there's always a however in life.
She does find her 12-year-old son still alive, who hid from the killers. Jolie and her son set out to find those responsible.
I like revenge movies. Mm-hmm. I do. I like
that. I love them.
Vigilante.
Oh, I love them.
I do too. And I'll bet.
I like it when the bad guys get even.
Yeah, I know.
The good guys get even with the bad guys.
I know she's crazy and all that stuff, but she's done some good movies, and I'll bet this is pretty good.
I think it will be, but she's done some bad movies too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I thought was hideous.
Yeah. One of the other great sort of I'm going to get even, I'll take justice into my own hand. Ashley Judd did one, didn't she?
Oh.
Was really, really good.
Oh,
wasn't that thing? That was good too.
Yeah.
And then of course the Charles Bronson
Double Jeopardy.
Charles Bronson
Double Jeopardy.
Oh. Double Jeopardy
Ashley
is another
Judd
good one.
The Death Wish movies.
The original Bronson Death Wish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The second, the remake, not as good, I didn't think. Enough with J-Lo.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get back and win this abusive husband thing.
How about Fatal Attraction, homie?
No. Revenge, justice into my own hands movies.
There's another one with Jodie Foster where her husband gets killed or something, and the next thing you know, she goes on a rampage. It's kind of like the storyline to the Peppermint, the one that's out now.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good.
That's right. Peppermint is, but it's horrible. Mike,
I love Peppermint.
You did?
I thought it was a great movie.
Huh.
Wow.
Hey, did you end up finishing watching?
I still have the two. I have two watched and two to go, and I'm gonna get that done this weekend.
You know, it's really amazing that she was really a hot looking girl when she was younger,
and she went bad.
And she turned into a monster.
Talk about letting yourself go. Phew.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, Evil Genius. For those who don't know what we're talking about, Netflix. Four parts. I've watched two. I still have two to go. You have a minute and a half.
Not official, but I'm telling you, there will be a sequel of Crazy Rich Asians. I love the first movie. The entire Chinese family from China will head to New York to see how their new married couple lives. Also, they're pregnant. I think this is going to be a great follow-up, a good sequel. Stay tuned for more details. And finally.
There we go. Over before you know it.
Is that good timing, homie? Did I get good timing for myself?
Perfect timing.
Who is the big-time hunter who eats their kill? Emily Blunt, January Jones, Michelle Rodriguez, Eva Longoria.
I'm going to say Michelle Rodriguez.
I'll go Eva Longoria.
And Tim is not here. Bill had to leave, so it's down to me. Just because I like to think about her and visualize her, even if it's not the right answer, Eva Longoria.
Would you say Michelle Rodriguez because she's a lesbian? Do you think she likes that kind of stuff?
No.
I think that's what most people might think.
No, because she's the only one who's actually been like in an action movie. I think she's the only one who I could see actually going out and hunting and eating a kill.
And
the answer is Eva Longoria.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody have a great weekend. Take care of your business. Be careful. Be safe. Talk to you on Monday, Mike Kevin. Sweet.
I'd go hunting with Eva Longoria.
Oh, yes.
Wouldn't that be something? Out in the woods? Fake that you needed mouth-to-mouth?
Have you ever seen the movie Grown-Ups with Adam Sandler?
No, we can't talk about it now. Yes, I have.
Selma Hayek, bikini. Wonderful.
Oh, okay. Hey, thank a police officer every chance you get, and have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The Palo Alto University professor accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault is reportedly willing to testify if Senate Republicans agree to certain terms. The New York Times says Christine Blasey Ford would be prepared to testify as long as senators offer terms that are fair and can ensure her safety. Republicans wanted Ford to testify on Monday, but it's unclear just when the hearing might take place. Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono spoke to reporters.
And women like Dr. Ford who come forward very bravely to tell her story, which, by the way, is very credible and I believe her, need to be supported.
Kavanaugh, a veteran federal judge, has strongly denied the assault allegation. Over 50 people could be facing charges after protesting at the U.S. Capitol today. They were protesting Judge Kavanaugh's nomination and the sexual assault allegation against him. They're also demanding that the FBI